The cost of health insurance is rising again after leveling off a bit in the mid-90s, and the downturn in the economy has led to more people losing their insurance. Americans are aware of the problem. A new survey by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government shows that, with the exception of Americans over 65, people of all ages, income groups, and political persuasions cite helping the uninsured as the top health care issue for the government to deal with. But as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, that doesn't mean Congress will act to help the uninsured.
The poll highlights a disconnect between what Americans care about and what politicians in Washington are talking about. The number one health care issue for members of Congress this election year is prescription drug coverage for the elderly. So our poll put those two issues to a head-to-head test. Bob Blendon is a health policy analyst at the Kennedy School.
Because prescription drugs was such an important issue in the news every day, we asked Americans to pick what would be their top priority, moving first for the uninsured or for prescription drugs for seniors. And we found again that Americans across the board picked the uninsured as what would be their first preference for some government action.
The exception, not unexpectedly, was people over 65. Republicans split evenly on the question, but nearly 60% of Democrats and independents chose helping the uninsured. So why isn't the uninsured more of a priority for politicians, especially Democrats? There are some obvious answers.
We tried as Democrats to pass a legislation that would cover all Americans in 1994, and we failed.
And lawmakers like Henry Waxman have the scars to prove it. After the Clinton health reform plan died a spectacular death, Democrats like Waxman looked for a different way to keep the health care issue alive.
I don't think that most Democrats are looking to put a total health insurance bill on the floor, but to try to expand health care coverage through incremental changes.
The Democrats turned to more modest changes, such as HMO reform, expanding health care coverage for low-income children, or providing Medicare prescription drug coverage for seniors, the health care issue you hear most about this election year. There's a political logic to that, says Drew Altman, the president of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
While more people in this poll said they cared about the problem of the uninsured than prescription drugs, seniors, of course, care more about prescription drugs than they do about the uninsured, and seniors vote in much bigger numbers. So when it comes to the election, not debates about the merits of policy, drugs trumps the uninsured.
Especially in a midterm election when so few people turn out to vote. And even though there is wide concern about the uninsured, there is no constituency that will vote on the issue the way seniors will on prescription drug coverage. There have been efforts in Congress to get some help to some of the uninsured, such as workers who have lost their jobs in the current downturn or people who lose their jobs because of trade agreements. And there are forces outside of Congress trying to get the uninsured back on the political agenda through television ads like this one.
He had a heart attack. He gets the care he needs. He recovers and goes back to work.
Or he had a heart attack. The medical bills pile up. He goes bankrupt.
When you're uninsured, life turns out differently.
39 million Americans without health insurance.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is spending $10 million on this public service campaign. The ads are airing in markets like New York and Washington, where they will be seen by opinion leaders. The ads are sponsored by an unlikely coalition, a real who's who of the bitterest enemies of the mid-90s healthcare wars. The Health Insurance Association of America is part of the group. The HIAA invented Harry and Louise, the yuppie couple who did so much to defeat the Clinton plan for universal health coverage. Other corporate foes of that plan are in the group, including the Business Roundtable and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But so are Families USA, the AARP, and the AFL-CIO, all groups that battled fiercely and unsuccessfully to pass universal coverage. Dr. Risa Leviso-More is the senior vice president of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She admits there was a time when these groups wouldn't talk to each other.
They have agreed that they will negotiate in good faith, that they are committed to solving the problem. It doesn't say that they're going to agree on every single point, but they're committed to getting to a goal of having people insured. And that's a very different place than they were in the early 90s.
The issue of the uninsured may be creeping slowly back onto the political agenda, says Drew Altman, because both parties realize what our poll shows. People care about the issue.
There's a big change in this, which is worth noting, and that is that Not too many years ago, Republicans generally felt that this was an issue that they would best leave to the Democrats. That's not the case anymore, and Republicans have major health care proposals. And I think that's a very positive development, because with both camps having proposals, there's an opportunity for compromise, difficult but possible, that didn't exist 4, 5, 6 years ago.
It's unlikely that anything will happen in Congress until after the fall election, but some advocates for the uninsured think the time may be ripe soon for incremental change, an approach that combines the Republican proposal for tax credits so that individuals can go into the marketplace and buy their own health insurance, and the Democratic approach of expanding public health insurance programs. The NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll shows that Americans are in the mood for some kind of modest change. By large majorities, Democrats, independents, and Republicans say it's better to build on the current system of health care rather than make sweeping changes. According to our survey, the appetite for radical change is much lower than it was during the last big groundswell for comprehensive health reform in the early 90s. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.